When you are ready, take a pencil and piece of paper out of the pocket in front of you and write down whatever it is that you need to let go of. We will be passing a basket around. When it comes to you, you can rip up your paper and toss it in that basket, and it will be transformed later into compost. After the next song in the story, we'll replace what we have tossed out with something else that can work in our lives for a greater good. The way to start a day can be the way to start a new year. We can celebrate the turning of the year with an instrument or with our own blessing, our own chant, or our own song. The New Year's reading reminds us that the new year can be new ground for the seeds of our dreams. Maybe you do not feel like you have a dream for the new year yet. Sometimes I find it hard to create a dream that I can really believe in. But a seed, I can come up with a seed that may form a dream. If you're like me and sometimes find it hard to create a dream, think of a small thing. A seed that might start you toward a new hope or a new dream. To prepare for the new year, many of us have already let go of something that did not work last year. And now it is time to replace that something with something that can work. A seed to form a hope or to form a dream. Think carefully and thoughtfully, clearly, of a seed of your hope or your dream for the coming year. Some thought, some attitude, or action that you can take for the higher good. Something you can do to be a positive force in your life. It may be a new idea of courage or forgiveness of yourself or another. It may even be an idea of embracing the wholeness of yourself or the wholeness of another. As the reading suggests, let us take a step forward together onto new ground, planting our dreams well, faithfully, and in joy. I invite you to another short meditation. Take a deep breath. Again. Soften your eyes. Let come to mind your hope or your dream for a higher good or a seed that may form a hope or a seed that may form a dream for this new year.